Chapter 4. Snapshot with Prospects. Or, The Long Doomsday Variant. September 11, 2021. Eve now, CM, if you asked me, it is time for an update, after we have arrived on the 20th anniversary of 911. Would it be too much to ask for a snapshot with prospects on the actual situation? I mean, you are the boss, the mastermind. We experienced fly high in July, at least those who could and had it on the screen, and we are heading for fall after a chaotic summer. Since more than 50% of humanity took their jab and all of us fellows are under fire of frequency and the still-to-be hellhound media are preaching their agenda of the deep state. Life becomes harder, especially if you have kids, ground gets hot, your stew is brewing. Is this your long doomsday? Variant? CM has patiently listened. By the way, he showed up looking as Q, after I had asked him to do so, the last time we spoke, out of a funny mood. CM, good morning Eve, challenging opening as always. Don't mind, I'm used to it. Not sure if your paper blank journal will have enough empty pages. Well, Earth Press will have a solution for that. Aftermath of 9/11. So, beloveds, you remember September 2001, 20 years ago. Everybody will exactly know what she he did or where she he was when the news came out. You might even remember how Bush held the book upside down, from which he pretended to read a story to the children in the kindergarten he visited. Many just concluded from that he was just too silly to read. But the correct conclusion would be that this event of 9/11 was an upside-down event of the Satanists, who have the cross upside-down as well. The blow-up of the New York Twin Towers was a shock-and-awe event to the world, to justify control tools all over the world, pretty easy to see through by awake ones, by the way, Donald Trump, back then, and mind-blowing to the rest. Yes, it was an inside job. No planes involved. All victims just regarded as collateral damage. To the super lodges of the elites, including the follow-up victims eliminated because they had seen or known or concluded too much. Let's say, this was the introduction of the last era of Antichrist rulership. We had expected this rulership to end earlier, around the change of the millennium, but there's always optional time windows and new perspectives, going hand in hand with new chances and development. An analysis of the situation clearly said that you as humanity had not had it hard enough yet to open your eyes. I clearly want to state that it was in either way any let it go on, and review it again in 5 or 10 years. It was a steadily orchestrated ongoing with permanent decisions of allowing and no-nos, which has now led us to this day of 20 years after 9/11. Previous events of similar power after World War II were Chernobyl in 1986 and the beginning of the Gulf War extending into the Iraq invasion, 1990. The readers of the PJs will still remember how we explained the background. The war in Vietnam was also such a kind of event, but for the Western world it seemed too far away to be concerned about it. Repeated reminders. The reason why humanity needed reminders from time to time is the generation problem. There are always those too young to remember or not born yet at the time of the previous event, and those who cannot go on any longer as their life plan foresees passing over. The rate of events has shown a massive crescendo now, and indeed more people are waking up because nastiness enters their personal comfort zone. It's alas so, that mankind learns best from unpleasant situations. As I have or Q said unto you many times, you are watching a movie. It's a movie, because there is a regisseur. And a script. All is rolling out like a higher dimensional game of chess, but more even like an online game. A swarm of black swans. On your Harry Potter movie, The Wizard Ministry. Sent these legendary owls as carriers of a message. You have been sent a black swan of immense size. Truly, a whole swarm of black swans, to cause what we would describe as a near-death experience to civilization. This is in no way an uncontrolled event. White hats are in control and will transform the black swan into a white swan, for all to see, but not for all to understand. The scene on the stage will change from Swan Lake to Lohengrin. Eve, please look up the legend of Lohengrin in the net. Lohengrin was the son of Parzival, who was one of the knights of the Holy Grail of King Artus of Brittany, member of the Round Table Knights. He received divine order to save Elsa from Brabant, and he traveled there upon a boat pulled by a white swan. There is a nice painting, which we try to insert here, showing the arrival of Lohengrin and the swan, and interestingly, Lohengrin looks a lot like Esau. Those of high vibration and awake will be safe and needed as rocks of God, while others who do not understand the picture will face problems due to rods of God. I beg you again to remember the tale of the Little Red Riding Hood. She was in the stomach of the wolf, who was dressed up as her grandma. She did not see, as she had not yet learned to look behind the front cover. Her grandma had not learned about that either, she had been swallowed by the wolf even earlier. And both had to be swallowed first, before that legendary hunter came by to cut the wolf's belly open. no one-way street. I want to give you some hints on frequency. There is a lot wailing about humans being taken over by frequency. This is certainly right, possible, and being done already. But remember, this is no one-way street. What works in one direction also works in another direction. So if the white hats might be in control of the frequency, they might cause as well a reset. Just think that over, beloveds. Is God allowed to work with tricks? Again, yes, he certainly is. Now, Eve, you will have to find a new journal first, before we go on writing. Part 2. Okay, CM, here I am with a new journal. Do you have time to go on scribing? CM shows up, looking at my new oversized journal, grinning. Now there's plenty of room for conversations. Am I about to see you more often now, or is this about to last for the next 20 years? I'm rolling my eyes. I ordered some of a normal size, but they still need to be delivered. And yes, I strongly hope to make more room for more conversations with you celestial VIPs, for the sake of the reduction of distance. This journal may be oversized, but even if it's oversized for me, it might still be too tight for your great universal mind. CM, thanks for the flowers, Eve. I'm going to conserve them, so that I can ease my mind the next time you are in to give my our frying pan cogitation. Eve, truly, CM, it's been long since I did that the last time and I'm not going to behave like this again. So, if I remember it correctly, we were just discussing that frequency thing. God's foot in your door. CM, ah yes, finally, it's all about frequency and energy. The swamp scientists have a long history of research on these topics, and unfortunately the results were turned against humanity and the planet. You were swallowed in one piece, so to say. But as I mentioned, nothing ever is a one-way street. The rising ground frequency does its part, the particles from universe coming in, and finally it's always mind over matter. I admit, the Antichrist's plans seem to be quite waterproof, but just quite. God always finds a gap to get his foot into the door opening. Your planetary A-levels, and their payday. The Antichrist swamp creatures have had their time. And now comes the time of paying the bill. Payday, mayday, so to say. What is still ongoing in the decision-making of the individuum is the planetary A-levels. You needed to have something of this sort. I know you absolutely do not like the word testing, but being part of the new world has to be earned. This has nothing to do with being unmerciful, as the souls lacking maturity will go on somewhere else until they are ready to pass their exams. The new world with high technology has no room for another optional misuse due to immaturity. Popcorn on the lockaway time of the criminals. Besides, quite a few have confronted me with how we could speak about popcorn and enjoying the show. Dear ones, nobody expects you to enjoy a show of crimes. The enjoyable part is the locking away of the deep state criminals, and the turning of the tide. It's the knowledge about the victory of the light, and about every individuum having met their own personal need. When you will be looking back at these times of challenge from a date in your future, after having made it, you will mostly agree with me. Your reality. What's in your personal experience is mostly a reflection of what you have created and decided. It mirrors if you decided to live in a friendly or hostile universe. It's the ability to handle the news without allowing your decrease of vibration. High vibrations are the best protection against trouble you can ever have. You are universal beings. You came as hands of the cosmic crew to help. Most of you were blessed with a perfect body. Contamination of toxic jabbing is no option for ones in the knowing. What if one repents having taken the jab? Eve, how about the options for those who took the jab and now repent it? CM, when you are having a test at school and you handed it over to the teacher already, what will then happen if you go to the teacher in the next lesson to ask if he returned the test to you for you now wanted to write down the correct answer, before he wrote the result upon it? The repenting ones have to become aware that they might have better informed themselves before taking it. They have to deal with the consequences. Finally, mind is always over matter, but some decisions are hardly reversible if the status of the personal development still was below mind over matter. The exam remains failed. There's a lot they could still do, as long as they are able to, especially warning others and becoming aware that they were turned into living bioweapons against their sisters and brothers who are unvaccinated. I would personally recommend daily detox for all, vaxxed or unvaxxed, by CDS, chlorella and other various supplements which are being discussed on your health channels. Snapshots and prospects. Most likely, there will take place a black swan event, or even multiple ones, to arrange the final takedown of the deep state structures. Your old world will perish and make room for the true return of a Christ foundation. Gasara? Yes. Saint Germain Thrust, all is prepared. Slaves no more. Dates? Set but above top secret. Study the laws of creation, the laws of the universe. Will Trump be back? He never was away, actually. You just had a Biden cabaret. They are playing a show to you in order to show you what was on the agenda of the deep state. Is there hope or is there hope? There is certainty, beloveds. These are still the last days of eternity, and going will become more tough when the jabbed ones find out about the nature of the toxic stuff they allowed to be injected into their divine biosystem, and start to pass away in larger numbers. Whom does your body belong to? Often, I hear you ones saying, but my body belongs to me. Dear ones, this is not really so. Your body belongs to God and you got it from Him to experience, to develop and to keep it as well as possible. So whatever you do to intentionally damage your body is vandalism to divine property, to state it in your expressions. Any form of vaccination is damaging of divine property. But yes, you are living in a society where the Christ God has to stay out like a dog. Think about it. What do you expect from a society which has forgotten about their origin? Rapids ahead. Anyway, I'm here for all of you. Remain strong during this ride through the dangerous waters and visualize the safe landing on the golden shores of the better world we are now creating all together. Strong minds you have to keep, to remain uncompromised, ride high vibes so that you are to live free. I suggest you reread Ace's piece Be Islands of Light, and live to be exactly that. Do not doubt us, as we are working without breaks behind the scenes. The longest part of the path is now behind you, so do not fall off during the last part, when victory of the light is yet in sight. Blessings to my dear ground crew and everybody to stand upright amidst the storm, holding the steering wheel set into the light. Signed, CM Adden of Nebadon, aka Commander Jorgos Ceres Hayton of Starship Phoenix. The time of transition in nature. September 12, 2021. Eve, Asu, could we perhaps make an addendum on the changes of nature? Asu shows up and agrees, do you have any special questions? Eve, Asu, I'm quite depressed about so many trees dying. Not only firs, but also birches and many fruit trees. I sense it has to do with frequency and toxic stuff the spray via chemtrails. My tomatoes tended to remain green and hardly come to ripe, and many apple and pear trees lose their leaves. Even my red climbing rose seems to have had enough. Asa nods understandingly. You must always be aware, Eve, and all readers, that beyond all artificial manipulations you live in a time of transition. Transition is always about leaving behind the old, moving into new circumstances. Likewise with humanity, where every individual has to make a decision, it is in nature. There are plants who have had too much, they chose to give up their old shape for another start under new circumstances. You actually see many new walnut trees coming up where you live. As you know, the walnut is a very healthy nourisher to the human body. Plants coming up now and doing fine will be part of the new. By this I do in no way ignore the man-made death project of 5G. Yes, people and animals and plants suffer tragically and die from it. But the masses have to experience things like dead birds falling from the sky to get it. Eve, you remember when you personally confronted that telecom employee on the phone, and he had nothing else to say but making the board of directors responsible for it. Well, it's still him selling his lifetime energy work to this company, and you bet he has any shaped arguments stored in his mind to justify him working there. Eve, but Asu, a lot of us do not wish bees and birds and trees to die from 5G. Asu, God does either not wish his creation to suffer. All that allowing of 5G stuff goes hand in hand with allowing evil governments, or not caring about who sits in the cush chairs on the top of the nation. What do they call the jab damage of your C-vaxes? Long COVID? The real long COVID is the regime of a company you chose to vote again and again. Even if you did not vote for the party in power, you participated in a model labeled democracy, but containing dictatorship and betrayal of the voters in every single election, just like it happened in 2020 to Donald Trump and over 80 million American voters who voted for him. Waking up from sleep is always hard, when you find out that you were heavily blue-pilled and seducted by a global media network of lies. It's clean-up time and you the people have to come into opening your eyes for the bigger picture, and every single dead tree, bee or bird, every neighbor dying from the jab will at least help you to realize that something is terribly wrong. They might blame the climate change for that, but of course this is just another fat lie. Not that the climate would not change, but it changes in a completely different way than they tell you. And it is not too much CO2 responsible for it. This is your time. So, now you can say that all is horrible and a mess. But you can also make up your mind and be your own island of light, so that you will be at least no longer a bigger part of the problem. This is your time. Development has reached a point of self-fulfilling course. Perhaps you can still convince one or two fellows, but not necessarily. The course is set, and your ships sailing the river of life are heading for the rapids. Do not trust in medicine mafia. Take full responsibility for yourselves and trust in God and seek to keep your head over water. Some things you simply cannot take with you and some people neither. Allow them to be removed from your boat. Do not mourn for the past but keep looking ahead, remaining in alignment with the divine. We are with you, sending signals all the time. We have many options to make things more merciful when it comes to regulate the collateral field, but you need to keep yourselves under control, individually, centered, in high vibration, and focused, already living the certainty of success and celebration. This is Aesu, always there for you. I sign as the Planetary Prince and Chief of Maintenance, Project Manager of Restructuring.